Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
This day, this beautiful spring day, we are going to dedicate this episode to none other than Julie Agar.
Julie Agar.
Hi there, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Yesterday at the most glorious spring May Day festival, Julie, per usual, was the mistress of ceremonies, and as she was kind of letting folks know what to expect, kind of giving the lay of the land and the traditions of May Day, she mentioned the podcast.
We got a shout out.
We did. And I mean, what a compliment, because it's coming from Julie.
Yeah.
And so, Julie, thank you for that. I'm so glad to know that you listen. And why haven't we had you on the show?
Right.
That seems kind of crazy. I think it would be really fun to have Julie Agar come in and talk about your experience of, you know, full circle through Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School. Yeah. As a teacher, as a parent, as a grandparent, as, you know, the festival czar. She's been around for 40 years. It would be really fun to have you come in and just reflect on your experience, or share funny stories or heartwarming ones. Whatever, we defer to you, Julie.
You rock.
You really do. What a beautiful May Day festival that was.
In my top festivals of the year is the May Day. Just love them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to finally have spring be here, seemed like maybe it wasn't going to happen.
I think Julie was responsible for that.
I think, yes, thank you for spring also, Julie. 100%.
Oh, so much is happening. Last night, we had the 8th grade production of Our Town. They had a New England soup supper. Great soups. Mm-hmm. The pepper pot was particularly nice. It's also just fun to say. There was the corn chowder, also really good, and a Vermont cheddar cheese soup, and beautiful bread and desserts. And then we came over to the show here at the Landmark Center, and they had snacks there too. Mm. They've thought of everything.
Was last night the first official performance?
Yes. So there was a school performance on Thursday.
Okay.
And that was, I was not able to attend that one, and I heard that was really great. I know Julie attended because Mr. Schmidt said that he knew it was good because Julie Agar cried. Oh. And just came up and hugged him, you know, after. It's a great show. Mm. Have you seen Our Town?
Oh, I know I have. I have to have, but I can't remember specifically.
I had seen it before, I think once or twice. I think maybe just once, but it was a long time ago, and I couldn't totally remember it. But then as I was sitting there, it was all coming back, and I was like, oh, this is a really good selection, and it's... It was just so beautifully done. Finn Brenneman, oh my gosh.
Don't give it away. I haven't seen it yet.
I won't, but all right. I also have to say this about this class. So when we moved here, it'll be 8 years ago this summer, This was the first class that I saw cross the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh boy.
So I have never known a time without these children, and I have seen them year after year, and... I mean, we love our own kids, right? And, well, I mean, duh. but you know, you come to really love the other children in the class. But because we get to see the children, you know, in different assemblies and things like that, I mean, you really come to love all of these children. And so, and I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know.
No, it's great, though. And, of course, we have family in this class, Greta.
Yes.
And... Yeah, no, it's lovely. I'm looking forward to the play tonight.
Yeah. So the last play is this evening, this late afternoon at 4 p.m. Sorry, no New England supper beforehand. You snooze, you lose.
It'll be interesting to see if this episode comes out before 4 p.m.
Let's hope so.
I'm hoping so.
It's really not to be missed.
Yeah.
Can we also just talk for 1 minute about... the spring soiree on Thursday night?
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was
lovely.
It was so great.
Yeah.
So, for those who don't know, each year, coinciding with May Day, the seventh grade does a plant, spring plant sale fundraiser. And this year, Margaret Lenora's was in charge. It was the prettiest, most festive plant sale I've ever been to. I mean, I took a number of pictures, which you'll be able to see online. And also, Margaret said, why don't we have like a soiree to go with it, like a preview of, you know, the plant sale, which usually coincides with the May Day Festival. And it's, you know, right after the Maypole dance.
Right.
And so on Thursday night, there was beautiful food and music and, good heavens, there were jump ropes out there. There was, what else was there?
Well, a lot of kids came too. It was a full family gathering.
Yeah.
The grounds were decorated. We had those little fire pits going.
Oh, yeah. And the sweetest little jars of creme brulee that was delicious.
Oh, that was really
good. What was that dressing? And it's these vegetable plates.
The Auntie Oh, the green sauce?
Mm-hmm. Is that
it's
a green goddess?
It's one of Margaret's recipe. I don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, I even took pictures of the food. It was that beautiful. Yeah. So
a lot of people helped me put everything together.
Yeah.
It was great, though. It was really fun.
Sure.
The weather broke for us.
Yeah, we were expecting rain both, you know, Thursday and Friday. So we really lucked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice turnout.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it sounds like it was, you know, really lucrative too.
Relatively successful.
I mean, I think spiritually lucrative and also monetarily. And, yeah. And of course, you know, proceeds from the seventh grade plant fundraiser, you know, go to help fund their eighth grade trip.
Right. And right now, as we speak, they're over at the farmer's market.
Yes. Just a team of entrepreneurs over there.
That's
yes.
Great.
I just want to say one more thing about that. One of my favorite things about this plant sale is that the signage the children made, they drew, you know, what the plant would look like in its full glory. And these are just beautiful cards.
Yeah.
I took pictures of those too. So if you missed it, you'll get to at least see the pictures.
Beautiful.
I'm just so excited today.
Lovely.
Yes.
Shall we talk about the upcoming? So we already talked about the plant sale, which is going on. And we already talked about the class play, eighth grade class play this afternoon. Looking forward, May 10th and 11th, the grade 3 and 4 class play. May 13th, assembly and parent coffee. May 17 and 18, grade 6 class play. May 19th, pentathlon. May 20th, big friendly circle gathering. May 23rd and 24th, the grade 7 class play. May 24th through 26th, the grade 2 class play. This is a date change. And May 27th, closing day picnic and graduation with a noon dismissal. Boy, it's coming up fast.
It's time to finalize enrollment for the 22-23 school year. Have you scheduled your recommitment meeting? Please do it soon. You can do so from a link in the Lunchbox Express. It is hard to believe that it's that time once again, but alas, it is time to finalize your children's enrollment for the coming year. But wait, didn't we just do that, you may ask? Well, yes and no. Most families have indicated their intention to return either during the re-enrollment week back in January or via the WPCP website for students enrolled via school choice more recently. Thanks for doing that. Now it's time to finalize enrollment contracts and make it official. To that end, parents of every returning student are required to attend a brief 15 to 20 minute appointment to finalize the enrollment contract for the coming year. Here we will check in with each family, answer any questions you may have, and finalize enrollment for the coming year. So daily office hours have been added to each school day now through May 20th. If these available times don't work with your schedule, please contact me, Robin Kotke, and we can find a date that does.
Pleasant Ridge parents, join us for trivia night at the Historic Fortney on Wednesday, May 11th. Has it been a while since you've been able to demonstrate your knowledge of oilseed diversification during the Scottish Agricultural Revolution? Or to amaze fellow PRWS parents with your expertise in the supermassive black hole candidate at the Galactic Center? Come join us at the Historic Fortney Lounge for trivia night next Wednesday, May 11th. Now, let me just say, I've been to one of these, And they're super fun. And I don't remember any questions that hard. So if you're thinking, oh, those questions are going to be too hard, I can't come. Never mind that. They're only hard if you're like me and you don't know sports, because there are some sports questions.
I'm bringing Stephen.
There you go. Just bring a sports person. Put them on your team. We had one on our team last time.
Yeah.
And we only came in second to the last.
Nice. Mm.
So the first round of trivia begins at 7 p.m. Come anytime before then to have a drink, grab a bite, and form your PRWS trivia team. See you there. Please reach out to Mia Hastley. There's a link here, or any member of the Parents Association with questions. It says first round, it begins at 7. There's a second round at 8, and you don't have to stay for both. We just did one round last time. But we could have done two had we wanted. Oh, it was so fun. I really loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited to go. I'm hoping that I can get Stephen to join us.
Stephen, come on, man.
I know, right?
We need you.
He is a trivia... Oh, I don't even enjoy playing Trivial Pursuit with him. I mean, I do because it's just so impressive. Mm.
It's a talent.
It is. And I always learn something, too, you know. There is so much going on, but if you can make it for just a little bit, it's always nice to take a break just to play.
And even if you haven't been in that space, I mean, it's a lovely place to hang out and get a drink if you do that. And
they serve... they also serve the pizza from Driffle's Cafe, so if you need to do dinner anyway, you know.
The last time we were there, the Driffle's was too busy to provide pizza, but there's the new place next door, I forgot the name of, that has the deli meats and sandwiches and stuff.
The Noble Rind.
Thank you. And they were serving a menu from there, and it was great.
Oh, that's right, they do. And
it's
so
right
they're
there,
really fancy grilled cheese that's also so delicious.
And charcuterie plates.
Oh, their French onion soup is great.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to play trivia, come for the hang.
It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Okay. PRWS students perform at State Solo and Ensemble Festival. Congratulations to Annalena DeRocher in 6th grade and Kyle Sleep in 7th grade. Both were selected to perform at the State Solo and Ensemble Festival at Viterbo University on April 30th. Annalena played a violin solo, and Annalena and Kyle played a violin duet. Both performances were nominated for an exemplary performance recognition. Congratulations again.
Reminder, pick up your copy of the PRWS directory. Just in time to make spring-summer plans with PRWS families and friends, a copy of the 21-22 school directory has been placed in each family's mailbox adjacent to the PRWS main office. This version does not include the parent handbook or local business directory, as in usual years. However, both will be included in the 22-23 version that'll be in your hands early this fall. We promise. To access the parent handbook in the interim, please visit the parent portal on the PRWS website. Special thanks to Brendan Froschel for helping prepare our school directory again this year.
This isn't in the Lunchbox Express, but I do want to just put a plug in there. So we are accepting advertisements for the upcoming directory for the 22-23 school year. Mm. And so if you have a business that you would like to advertise in our handbook and directory, the yellow page portion of our directory, it's a good idea. Folks love to support businesses that support our school. Mm. And... this is a community that feels particularly strong about supporting local business. So if indeed you would like information about advertising rates, please get in touch with me, Robin Kotke, and I will happily send you information.
Excellent. Join us for our first PRWS Big Friendly Circle, BFC, Friday, May 20th at 3:30 p.m. Do you know the book BFG? Did
yes.
you find that one?
Yeah, yes.
That was...
Yes.
An intentional reference there?
I think so. This was really the brainchild. That's such a strange word.
Brainchild.
Is it? Am I getting that right? Brainchild.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
It sounded weird when I said it. Of Dina. Cole and Dina Agar.
Okay.
She's really excited about this, and I think it's going to go beautifully.
Well, what is the BFC? Ever feel like you absolutely aced a challenging parenting moment that left you and your child glowing, feeling like you have turned a corner where the sun shines just a little bit brighter? Then turn that corner to find a ghastly storm with little gremlins ransacking your house, sanity, and feeling of parental competence and worth. Maybe you're more level-headed and experience your parenting journey more gracefully. Whatever the case may be, we figure there is so much humble wisdom that we collectively accrue in our day-to-day lives that it might be helpful or just fun to get together once a month in a big friendly circle to swap parenting battle stories and strategies. Our theme for our first gathering, children's stories. Have you read a story with your child that started a conversation that made you stumble? We know we have. Come share your story at our big friendly circle on Friday, May 20th. Parents, teachers, grandparents, and other caretakers are welcome to join. Don't feel like sharing? That's okay too. You're also welcome to just listen and get that comforting buzz of knowing you're not alone. The date is Friday, May 20th. The time is 3:30 to 4:40. The location is the PRWS Music Room. Youth Initiative students will provide childcare so we adults can have a moment to ourselves. If you're interested in joining, just linger a while longer after pickup. Signing up here will be a bonus to help us gauge interest.
Oh, I see here that there is no sign-up link in this lunchbox, and that is my oversight, and I am sorry. Dina Yahia Agar is the one who is organizing this, and you can find her in that directory that you pick up if you don't have her contact information in the interim, but I will be sure to send out a link later this week.
All right.
It's the last week for the PRWS book sale. Our book sale will continue through May 13th. Come browse the tables and donate books from home to add to the sale. Funds from the sale will be used to purchase new books for our school library. If you have books to donate, they can be placed in the front office. Thanks to all who have donated and supported the sale in the past. Please continue to support this great cause.
Personnel update. Welcome Hannah Hastings. Please help us welcome Hannah Hastings to our administrative team. Hannah will be stepping into the role of Enrollment and Outreach Coordinator. She's a PRWS alumna and mother of two students in the school, Maisie, grade 2, and Arlo in kindergarten. The full circle experience that Hannah brings as a former student, current parent, and now staff at PRWS will serve her beautifully in this role, as will her warmth, creativity, and passion for Waldorf education. Welcome, Hannah.
So exciting.
Super exciting.
Mm-hmm. Welcome indeed. PRWS is hiring. Join our dedicated faculty and staff. PRWS has multiple openings for the 22-23 school year. A kindergarten assistant morning position, as well as a kindergarten assistant afternoon position, as well as a movement assistant. For more information regarding employment opportunities, please reach out to Jordan Brudas, school administrator.
Some community news. Fresh organic eggs for sale. If you'd like to buy super fresh eggs from happy free-range chickens, this is your opportunity. We have a variety of chickens, which makes for a fun variation of colorful eggs. Weekly drop-off times at school can be arranged, or feel free to pick up at our home near Coon Valley. First come, first served. We usually have between 6 to 8 dozen to spare per week, $3 a dozen. Contact Bryn, and the phone number and email are here in the lunchbox.
Art Sprout Summer Camp, June 6th through 10th, 9 a.m. to noon. This is for children age 8 to 12 who can ride a bike. Join us for games, drawing exercises, learning how to draw from life, and biking adventures. Oh, and not just any adventure, but the kind of adventure of the safe getting from here to there kind. The fee is only $125. You'll gather with Vicki Ramsey at the Landmark Center, and then bike with the gear that you need to a new place each day. Campers bring their own snack, and a bike helmet is required. Thanks for that, Vicki. Safety first. This is going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Ridgetones Spring Concert.
Yay.
Yeah. The Ridgetones return with their unique repertoire of choral and ensemble music from Faure, I have no idea how that's pronounced. Faure, and Bruckner to Cynthia Erivo and Freddie Mercury. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Bring the family. Masks recommended for those at risk. This is Saturday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 504 South Main Street. Adults are $15, seniors $10, students $5. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, it's always a great concert. And one of these days, when my children are older, I would really love to join the Rich Tones, if they'll have me. Do you have to audition?
I don't know. You might. Seems like you would.
I don't know if I'll make the cut, but, you know, we'll see. I'll try. You love to sing.
I've never loved to sing like in a choir. I've never been in a choir. Mm-hmm. There's always a band or by myself.
More of a front man.
Yeah. Soloist, anyway.
Yeah.
You mean introverted soloist? Maybe you can.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know that they have such a good time, too. But it's also, you don't have to join the choir. You can just go and, you know, just bathe in the beautiful music. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
All right, friends. We have one more episode before the end of the school year.
I believe that's right. If all goes well. In the meantime, enjoy spring.
All right, friends.
See you next time.
Be well.